Community Bike Shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Turn your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hello Primiti or saxophone La Nuit. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Bailey, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Orna Kuhn, Sonny Rollins, that's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primiti or saxophone La Nuit.
Hey Vancouver! For fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembry. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com.
MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Good evening. You are listening to Mixotroph on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Nolan. I'm joined by my co-host, Owen. We are broadcasting from unceded ancestral traditional territories of the Musqueam people. So, very excited for today's episode. Owen, do you want to tell us a brief introduction of what we're going to be getting into today?
Yeah, so we're going to be going into a little bit of the history of Kora music, which is traditional West African music genre. And Kora music was
The Kora is like a traditional instrument. I actually think it might be better if we get into detailing what the instrument looks like and the history after we tickle your ears with a bit of a Kora music. So we're just going to get into this first track, which is by two very influential musicians from Mali. This song is called Ruby. It's by Ali Farka Touré and Toumani Djabete. Thank you.
That was A Ruby by Ali Farka Touré and Toumane Diabité, and you are listening to CITR 101.9.
Yeah, I love how meditative that one is, and the kind of the drone of it sounds really cool.
Yeah, I've loved that track for a long time. Yeah.
So these guys are. Ali Farka Touré is a great guitar player and
from Nigeria.
No, I'm pretty sure he's from Mali.
Is Toumane is from Mali, but
okay, yeah, I don't want to be giving.
No, perhaps. All right, perhaps anyways, regardless, beautiful piece of music.
So, yeah, first of all, we're just gonna give you guys an idea of what is the instrument of the kora, because many of you may be unfamiliar with it. So basically, it's sort of a mix between a lute and a harp. So it's typically a 21-string instrument. And it's, yeah, highly recommend you, like, if you're interested in seeing how it's played, looking up a live performance, because they kind of hold on to, it's made from a hollowed-out gourd, which is a, like, in the squash family, I believe.
Well, it's a pretty big gourd, and then it's like halved and covered,
hollowed out with this, like, a cow skin.
There's a wood covering on one side, and then there's a stick, like a branch coming out the top, and all of the strings are tied on with a piece of, like, leather or calf skin, and you can tune it by moving, like, different pieces of calf skin up and down.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
and you can definitely hear, like, there's some interesting tunings there and polyrhythmic playing by Toumane Diabité. So we're going to be playing a couple of his songs specifically, because he's someone who's very important to kora music nowadays. So he is descended from the griot lineage. Do you want to tell us a bit about what that means, specifically in West Africa?
Yeah, so a griot was a traveling oral historian and musician who would go from town to town, and they were always, it's taught in a lineage, so you're, like, taught by your father or a teacher in your community, and then once you've learned basically all the songs by memory, there's lots of traditional folk songs, you'd go from town to town and perform it to people and tell the history of the area. So about kings, there's lots of songs about, you know, dynasties that have risen and fallen and stuff like that.
And I also believe that griot, these lineages were also advisors to the kings.
Yeah, lots of them were in the courts of the kings, and sung praises of their ancestors. So I'm sure they were well rewarded.
So. Yeah, so these people were storytellers, and this next song is kind of, it's one of your picks, is that right, Owen?
So it's called Sunjata, and that was the name of a warrior prince who actually founded the Malian Empire in around, like, the mid-1200s, and it's a epic song about, you know, the story of his life and, you know, winning over a whole empire. Which, you know, that area of Africa got very rich off of trade at that time. There's lots of gold and spices that went through there. So.
Right. Yeah, definitely interesting history.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, this is by Sidiki Diabité, collaborating with Jelimadi Sisoko. So Sidiki is the son of Toumane Diabité, who we just heard. So let's get into this one. Thank you. That was Bi Lamban by Tumani Jabete and Balake Sisoko. Beautiful dual kora piece there. We're going to keep going with some tracks by Tumani Jabete because, I mean, what's amazing about his work is just the amount of collaborations he did with everyone. Like all kinds of genres. Like he did collaborations with Iranian folk musicians, like French pop singers, Bjork he did a collaboration with, which is very unusual. So yeah, we're just gonna move more towards seeing different explorations of the kora sound in different songs.
And one thing I really think is cool is, you know, the origin of like blues and honestly even jazz music from kora music, because it was originally like slaves who were taken from West Africa, and you know, it kind of mingled with the, you know, like Louisiana French culture also there at the time, and it created like new genres of music that were also somewhat related to,
yeah, know, somewhat past, related in like the scales, right, the
yeah,
being played.
So some of the like tunings that are used on the kora instrument are very similar to like the pentatonic blues scale, for example.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty cool. So this next track is actually a blues song written by Taj Mahal. It's called Queen Bee, and it's and Tumani Jabate is performing it alongside with him. And this is, I love this track. It just feels really comforting, and the different sounds together. I think the blues kind of voice really complements the playing. So this is Queen Bee.
Sweet on me, sweet a little honey bee, my queen bee. Rock me to my soul, love me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul. Rock me to my soul. Honey in your honey pot, oh, in the pot is what you got to love, 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 ooh, my soul. Rock me to my soul, my baby, 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 to my soul. Rock me to my soul. Watch your nine, look at her run. Stop nine, shake it some. Dance and having fun. Love me to my soul. Rock me to my soul, my baby, baby, baby. To my soul. Rock me to my soul. Thank you. than Millery. Sugar, won't you come by me? Oh, I know you're green. Love me to my soul. Love me to my soul, baby, to my soul. Rock me to my soul. Sweeter than a honeybee.
I'm liking your bed.
Baby, been sweet on me.
Me llama.
Sweeter than a honeybee.
I'm
my queen. Rock me to my soul, my baby, 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 baby. Rock me to my soul, soul, baby,
That was Molly Cool, a collaboration between Roswell Rudd and Tumani Jabate once again.
So some jazz Cora crossover there.
Kind of a cool little fusion there. Also, I do want to just correct, Ali Farkatre is from Mali, not Nigeria, just so we're not, just so everything is clear.
Yeah. Was confused because, you know, a lot of artists did later collab with Nigerians on some Afrobeat influence.
Yeah, track, so. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely very rich musical heritage in Nigeria. I feel like we will definitely do an Afrobeat Fela Kuti episode in the future.
Now we're going to play a track off of a CD. I actually got from a book from the library. And it's a collab between expert Kora player Fode Musa Suso and the famous jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders. So
we're gonna give that one a spin.
Yeah.
That was part of Summer, a song by Fode Moussa Sousso and the legendary Pharoah Sanders.
Just a beautiful collab. And yeah. Like the timbre of his saxophone really complements the choral playing.
Yeah, it's a really interesting collaboration. We're just going to move on to another artist who we love a lot here called Sona Jobate. And she's... the song we're going to play is called Yarabi. And it is a cover of a Toumani Jabate song, actually. But she reinterpreted it in a really beautiful way. And we were just discussing how it's amazing how she can sing while playing this 21-string instrument in such a way. So, yeah.
And you're often playing, like, a couple, like, you'd be playing the bass line and also the melody.
Yeah.
With multiple fingers, which is just, it's very, very difficult to play.
Very intensive.
Yeah.
So yeah, here is Jarabi. Thank you.
lana yaka sabe, lana yaka sasa, lana yaka dine, nakanjeka kasade, lana yaka sabe, lana yaka sasa, lana yaka dine, nakanjeka kasade, lana yaka sabe.
Janyara, tamala idi menfoye, kini boleke olasa, tamala lule hodi, pari wula janyara, kumala ba idi menfoye, kini boleke olasa, kumala ba lule hodi, nalana ya kasade, lana ya kasasa, lana ya katinge, nakanche kakasa, aha,
lana ya kasade, lana ya kasasa, lana ya katinge,
Janyara, tamala idi menfeye, kini boleke olasa, tamala lule hodi. Japon wula janyara, samara nengi lukoni di menfeye, kini boleke olasa, samara nengi lule hodi. Nalana ya kasande, lana ya kasasa, lana ya katinge, nakanche kakasa, aha.
Lana ya kasade.
Pari wula janyara, Ameriku wula janyara, Sigiri wula janyara, Mampara wula janyara, Kankan wula janyara, Ankan wula janyara, Haja kanke yo kana kumaye.
That was the first thing you guys just heard was Yarabi by Sona Jobate, And then following that, we heard La Naya Casa by Nfali Kouyaté. So at this point, we're really getting into kind of groovy, more contemporary stuff with a lot more percussion, some slap bass on that last track, which is kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to keep going, like keep exploring this kind of contemporary feel of it. And this next track is called Tamala.
Tamala.
Water of life. Water is the foundation of life. It is life. If we know life without water, then the fact is that we're water. We're mostly water. Battle is always between commerce and common sense.
That was Tamala by Joe Driscoll and Sekou Kouyaté. So it's a Kora player from Guinea and a French guitar player. Kind of a cool combo there.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was our last track for this evening.
Oh, wait, can we play the Philip Glass one though?
The Philip Glass one?
Yeah.
Okay, we can play a small section.
Okay, just play it and we'll do our outro. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, Philip Glass, you were just telling me about it.
Yeah, so, you know, Philip Glass, he's a like more modern composer. He has some pretty infamous pieces of prepared piano music and whatnot. So he did a collab with Fode on like a movie soundtrack for this movie that was basically, it was like 17 shots of just like random places across them.
cool.
Across Africa, and there was just a still shot in each shot. Like, it would, things would be happening in the shot, but there's just the each song.
Interesting. So it's more of a musical experience.
Yeah, it was a very like cool experimental thing.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you can sort of see we're trying to scramble to cover all the ground, because at this point, what is being done like cross culturally with like West African music, it's kind of hard to address everything. But I mean, hopefully this gave you a bit of an idea of what's going on, kind of the heritage of the musical style.
Core music is really kind of almost the basis, or gave way to a lot of popular music today. You trace it.
Well, I mean, yeah, maybe genre, yeah, maybe not like directly, but then you start to hear stuff like,
well, it's
like
direct
a blues
through blues, yeah, which is then rock and roll.
I mean, it's so many generations, right? Like, because the earliest stuff, Kora music we've heard was like from 400, you know.
So yeah, that's true.
It has a long past. Anyway, that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for listening to Mixotroph here on CITR 101.9.
FM.